but it wasn't there. He was alone, with just his body and his fear, and he hated this, hated it as he always knew he would. He turned his head toward Kent for what? Assurance? Shit. He snapped his head back to the job. He was alone. Okay? Okay. And he killed some more, until the rifle stopped working, and then he used the heavy end of it to cleave and bash, and then he saw that Kent was no longer shooting, had dropped the cannon. He clouted his shin alongside a clacking mandible mouth, leaped over several outstretched claws, and trotted along the top of the wall to Kent. It was draining me, Kent explained guiltily.
Don't worry about it, dammit,
he growled, slapping the other's shoulder as he passed.
Come on!
He led them again to the northeast corner and around it. Below, the swarming ants swayed with the change of direction like waving grain before a gust of wind. They want us so bad, he thought. We gotta get inside while there still is one. It looked like they might have a chance to do it. Kent's brief attack had been devastating for a while. The ants had thinned noticeably. Clear territories were beginning to develop in the shifting crush below, but the number of blazers still working, always heartbreakingly small, had likewise diminished. They were still being overcome by the ants, still being killed, still being pulled apart. They were still losing, and they were still going to lose. But if they could get inside and use the protected transit cone... He pulled them up short when they were even on the wall with the main seal. He turned to Kent. We've got to go down there in front of that seal and bust up that mob. Nobody can get in now. You see?
Kent followed his gaze to the wedged bodies shifting below. Ants were swarming at them, dragging individuals away from the outer limits of the pack. The others seemed too panic-stricken to fight back. They simply pressed closer to the seal itself, making it impossible for anyone to use it. The only actual fighting being done was by the poor lost souls who were cut off in the surge of ants. They fought, mostly alone, and died, without hope of reaching the bunker itself. Yet the sheer numbers of ants these few drew to themselves could make it possible for the sheep at the seal.
Okay, Kent said sharply, without conviction.
Felix paused the briefest moment and looked at him, peering through the clear faceplate to the pale face behind it. Kent was willing, but he...
This isn't for you, Felix thought.
Then he leaped off the wall into the compound. Kent followed. At that instant, the fourth tunnel opened. Ants streamed up into the center of the compound, five abreast. The jamming horde before the main seal, now close enough for proximity band, seemed to fill their ears with a single mindless scream of horror.